Good morning. My name is Katrine Winkler and I'm from Aarhus, Denmark. I work as the exhibition intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Christmas in Denmark today is very different from how it was celebrated just 100 years ago. Many of our traditions today are actually rather new. In fact, most of them did not become popular with the majority of the Danes until the Second World War. Traditions are, of course, not a static thing. They constantly change with time and generations. Many of the traditions we see in Denmark today are heavily influenced by our Scandinavian neighbors, Germany, but also to some extent the US. Some of the things you will most likely see in Denmark during December is the Advent wreath and the calendar candles. These are two very popular Christmas decorations, and even though they are mostly seen in private homes, every Danish institution, such as schools, daycares, doctor's office, and even shops, will have at least one of them. The two decorations really won the heart of Danes during the Second World War because of the blackouts during this time. Traditionally, there's a lot of different games associated with Christmas, both for children and adults in Denmark. We still have games during December. Most of these are also rather new. The three most popular are Moose, Pakkeleg, and Finding the Almond. The first game is called Moose, which literally translates to mouse. It is mostly a children's game, and the rule can differ slightly from family to family, but also from region to region. It is played with pebernødder, which is a special, very little Christmas cookie. You place 10 to 15 pebernødder on a table. One person closes his or her eyes, while the other chooses one pebernødder to be the mouse. Now the person that had their eyes closed will eat pebernødder one by one. When they pick up the appointed mouse, the others yell mouse and that person lose. So the trick is to guess which one is the mouse and make sure that would be the last one you eat. It is especially very popular on December 24th, as kids will have to wait the entire day for the presents, and this day tend to feel quite long for them. The dessert on Christmas Eve is risalamande, which is a kind of rice pudding mixed with whipped cream and chopped almonds. It's served cold with the hot cherry sauce. The tradition is that you put only one whole almond in the entire bowl, and whoever gets the almond wins the prize. Usually it would be marzipan shaped like a pig, but nowadays a lot of people choose something non-edible since it's practiced just after the big Christmas meal. The third game is very popular at Christmas dinners, and many people also play this on Christmas Eve after all the presents have been opened, sort of the last thing of that day. It is called pakkeleg, which means present or gift play. Everyone at the party will bring a small, cheap wrap gift. They will all be placed in the middle of the table. Now dice will be passed around, and every time you get a six, you may take a present. When all the presents are gone from the middle, somebody sets a timer to an unknown number of minutes, and now you're allowed to steal from the others every time you get a six. It is a very fun game, and people usually become very passionate about it. We have many different traditions in Denmark throughout December. One of them that stands out, since it's not technically a Christmas tradition. December 13th is Lucia Day. In Denmark, this tradition is mostly celebrated in schools across the country. Each school chooses one girl to become the Lucia bride. She will be in front wearing a wreath on her head with four or more lit candles in it. Behind her will be a group of girls all dressed in white holding lit candlesticks. You always turn out all the artificial lights, and they will sing a special song while they walk with their candles in a line. The tradition comes from Sweden, where it has existed for a very long time. It has really nothing to do with Christmas in Sweden, but in Denmark it has really become something you associate with Christmas. There are indications that it was deliberately brought to Denmark in 1944 during the German occupation as a passive protest, and as with the Advent wreath and calendar candles, an attempt to bring light to a dark time. I will speak more about this and other Christmas traditions in Denmark on this Thursday at our Brownback lunch event at noon. It is free for all, and you're very welcome to bring your own lunch while we will provide the coffee and treats. Thank you.